Hey, it's Tax Quips Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sheila in Pennsylvania with this question. My daughter gave a personal friend $8,000 and signed a sale of agreement to purchase a house owned by the friend. After getting the money, the person changed her mind and said she would put the house in the hands of a real estate agent. Can my daughter take a loss on her taxes? And if so, would it be considered a capital loss? Well, Sheila, perhaps I'm not very smart, or maybe I'm just easily confused, but I don't understand how or why your daughter has a loss. She gave this person, clearly not a friend, $8,000. They both signed a contract for your daughter to buy this house. So, it's perfectly obvious she either gets the house or she gets her money back. First of all, if it's a valid contract, why isn't your daughter insisting that this jerk honor it and sell her the house? Second, if this dishonorable fool refuses to sell her house, why isn't she returning your daughter's money? I don't understand this. Third, the bad news is you don't get a bad debt write-off unless you make a good faith effort to collect the money. Why isn't your daughter doing that? In fact, I looked it up. Your daughter doesn't even need an attorney. She can sue this woman in small claims court and place a lien on the house so she collects the money when the house sells. As it happens, in Pennsylvania, the small claims court limit is $8,000. Heck, since the friend won't give the money back, your daughter might even be able to file criminal charges for the theft of the money. Look, I don't want to be practicing law without a license, so I do advise your daughter to invest in an hour or so with an attorney to review the contract and her options. But it's clear that one way or another, your daughter does not have any tax deduction until she does something active to try to collect the money. And if she does take action, since there's real estate involved and your friend has assets, there's no reason she shouldn't be able to collect the money. Unless, of course, there's more to the story than you're letting on. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about so-called friendly contracts and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.